It was a really interesting time to work in the mental health system because it was the heyday at the beginning of the deinstitutionalization movement. So there were a lot of people at St. Lawrence who had been inpatients for 20 to 30 years, let's say, and now the change was that there was medications, the antipsychotics that addressed their symptoms, and so the need for them to be inpatient was no longer. But they had been institutionalized, and so they weren't able to just move back and move into an apartment. And their families weren't in, for the most part, positions to take them back into the family. So I opened up family care homes, which are like foster homes for adults. And I joined a committee to open a community residence, which we opened in 1978, the first one. And then I screened patients at St. Lawrence and convinced them to leave. That was the other thing, was talking with people who had lived there for most of their adult lives and then to leave and everything would be okay. So anyway, we placed 10 people into the community residence, and now that program has 3 houses and I think 24 apartments.